America's Got Talent. Richard Goodall on the show. Richard, it's got to be so real. One day later, you're doing all this media. How does this feel to win America's Got Talent?
It's absolutely surreal. That's the only word that I can come up with. Absolutely surreal. It's the only one that can encompass everything.
Absolutely. And let's talk a little bit about how Heidi Klum effectively called you the singing janitor. Tell us a little bit about more of that backstory.
Heidi pretty much adopted me from day one on the show. I'd never been on a plane, never been west of Missouri. I flew out there. I had no expectations. I was just going to fly out, sing a song, fly back home, and, you know, have a nice little story to tell. Never did I dream a German supermodel was going to adopt me and take me all the way to the end of the show.
And when you first auditioned, did you really think you were going to win this? Or because, you know, a lot of people have a mindset, nothing at all. Oh my goodness. What a story.
And going into each round, I had no expectations. I just wanted to sing a song, and each and every song, I just left it all out on the stage.
And everyone needs to catch up if they've not watched all America's Got Talent this season by going to the Peacock app and then see your whole journey and story. It's got to be a heartfelt story. Do you have a couple things to share so that people can go back and watch your journey?
Each round has it's had its own. Each song has had its own reasoning behind why I chose it, and each round has been absolutely amazing to me and my new wife Angie. It's just this whole journey with the show has just been absolutely amazing. The people in front of the camera and the people behind the scenes have just been so wonderful and awesome to me that words can't express.
Who gave you the idea to audition for America's Got Talent?
Between the kids, but mostly Angie telling me, you know, if you get on that plane, you know, that's it. You're going to get a golden buzzer. And I was like, yeah, right. And look at me today.
Did you always know you had the singing talent?
The singing talent, yeah. I mean, I didn't think I was all that in a bag of chips. But when you're a guy who's singing karaoke in a bar and you start belting out "Don't Stop Believing," and somebody has their back to you and they put their beer down and turn their head, you know, something's going on. But you know. You don't think you're all that in a bag of chips, but like I've said before, look at me now. I mean, wow.
So what's next for you after winning this? Are you what are your plans?
Angie and I want to buy a nice little house in Terre Haute, and then the sky's the limit. We're just going to sit down and see what offers come our way. What those look like, and just make decisions both of us together and see what's best for us and then go from there. Yeah. No expectations, because after winning this show, the sky's the limit. I mean, wow.
Yeah, definitely the sky's the limit. And I'm sure you're going to be an inspiration to so many people. What did you've heard through that story all the way down to winning it? The inspiring people on social media telling about you and all that. That's got to feel great.
It does. It feels awesome. And I think, music aside, doing interviews like amazing people like yourself, I've kind of come to the realization that I could probably maybe do some like motivational speaking, maybe at schools. And, that might be another avenue that we could take too.
It's all about you now have a brand. Now you have to discover that brand and you have to continue to step it up. That's the challenge. Okay. And this is it. You're famous. Yeah. Now you can't allow it to disappear. And then there's so,
right.
and the days and now of TikTok and people making money on TikTok and becoming influencers in so many aspects, what you have to do is now you already have the brand. You just got to keep it going. And that's putting the right people around you that are going to help you elevate yourself even more, not just in music, but in overall brand. I love the idea of inspiring people, saying you too can do this. And I think that's the most powerful thing in the world today is anyone can become a star as long as they have something to share. Everyone has a story. Everyone has something to share. And you have to kind of now say, what can I do? I mean, how many social media followers do you have now compared to when you started? I know that's a great question.
Well, Facebook, I really can't tell, but my TikTok has gone from like 100,000 to 200,000 just like in no time. So, I mean, yeah, I totally get and understand what you're saying. The thing is, you know, just being a regular person, you've got to have the right people around you to help you navigate that too. So, and we're going to have to sit down and figure out what that looks like.
All right, Richard, you're going to do it.
I think that's why I have become, I have become the fan favorite is because people have seen something in me, you know, not just being a regular person and doing a regular job for all these years, but just seeing that, I was okay with just, you know, doing what I do. And then all of a sudden it come to light that, you know, I have a little more to offer than just, you know, what I do Monday through Friday.
All right, Richard, we appreciate it. Thanks again. And congratulations on winning America's Got Talent. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.